This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, just a quick traffic note, because we've been talking about the situation, which really is in my neck of the woods, 141 and 44 underneath the highway there. It's been closed, but now we think it's reopened soon.
Oh, it has been.
Okay.
And they did northbound first, and they were out doing southbound, just kind of waiting, but it was more water. But I just looked, and it's all open.
Well, that's going to help a lot, because when I was heading out there, I mean, the 270 exit to go, I guess that south was just all jammed up. Then you get to Bowles, and that was all jammed up as well. So that's good news for, selfishly, folks who live where I do. I have this unbelievable media bias audio that I'm going to share here in just a minute. But we have Brian Kilmeade on the line for his weekly visit. Brian, how are you this afternoon?
What's going on, Mark? How are you?
Well, I'm good. We had a pretty amazing thing happen here yesterday, just to put it on your radar. I honestly think if the news cycle was a little lighter than this, it might make national news. But we had, you know, Cori Bush here in St. Louis. We had Kim Gardner, the prosecutor. I know you know probably her story. We had Tashara Jones. They were all ushered in the same election in 2020. It was considered black girl magic, Brian. That's what they called it. And Tashara Jones, our mayor, has just been kicked off. So the trifecta of those elected officials here in St. Louis, we have voted for change in the city, and it's really quite amazing. There was an incumbent comptroller for 30 years that went down to another person named Donna Berenger, who's a regular on my show. So pretty historic in St. Louis, actually.
Good, good. Hopefully people are sobering up.
Well, I think they are. And you know what happened? One of the things that happened during this, you know who our mayor, who just got her ass kicked, brought to town, Brian, to campaign and to try to convince voters that she was the right candidate? She brings in Brandon Johnson from Chicago. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up.
Biggest loser, most ineffective, radical around. I think he's got 18% approval rating. I don't know if that's even possible.
Well, that's kind of where Tashara was here in this city. But let's talk about what's going on in the rest of the world. There's been interesting movement on Wall Street today, hasn't there? Wow.
I haven't noticed. Yeah. Well, why do you say? Why do you bring up business? I have no idea. I mean, obviously, he put a pause on, and the pause has resulted in, just like everyone thought, a rocket ship. The market's over 40,000. And everybody except China. And China's urging everybody to leave us. So this is getting bad. I mean, they have soldiers in Ukraine fighting against Ukrainians, fighting poor Russia. Russia's ignoring our peace overtures, the effort, sincere effort we're making. And then China is basically, keep on going back and forth on tariffs. So we're getting to the heart of it. And the president's got 60 or 90 days to cut 75 deals, which most likely all will be better for us.
Yeah, he seems to indicate, and Scott Pessin, they've all indicated that there's a lot of phone calls that are coming in, and you would imagine that there would be. But it also appears like a lot of this is forcing the rest of the world to basically make a decision here on China or the U.S. So I don't know if it was technically setting a trap, but it was a bit of a trap, wasn't it? At least that's how it appears right now.
Yeah, I'm just happy when Scott Pessin is talking and not when Peter Navarro is talking and Mark Lutnick. He's very loyal to the president, but Scott Bessent is the one that could actually, like Steve Mnuchin, really calms the markets, understands the president, but also when he has to make a move, and I think the president listens to him. When I see Peter Navarro, I just see a total fraud, and I just think that he has got to go.
Well, yeah, so then that kind of walks me into the question, what do you make about the dust-up between Elon and Peter Navarro? My guess would be you kind of take Elon's position on this.
Look, he's seen him behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And he says he's a knucklehead. And the fact is, he starts defining the Tesla's business to the guy that created it. Really? He's a car assembler. He's not a car maker. Really? Do you have any idea what he did to make that car? How he designed it using F-150? I mean, Formula Ones, and use that and put the technology. He knows every inch of that car. But what happens is there's certain things we don't make. So he makes it in America. We got to import certain parts, Japanese batteries, things of that nature. Doesn't make you a car assembler. You are a car maker. GM, everybody's a car assembler, unless you have a ratchet. You know, when you're doing it yourself, it definitely has to come from, parts have to go from other places, which makes this whole trade war complex. But what kind of idiot are you to shoot inside the tent in a time like this? And that's what Peter Navarro goes on to those shows over the weekend and says, we don't want any deals. The president said he wants a deal. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that doesn't help with the mixed messaging. I think that's not helpful. By the way, have you seen, Brian, the numbers for Tesla and how down he is right now? And I don't know where that's going to take him with Doge, but those are pretty significant hits.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that much lower than he was before Trump won the election, when Tesla just boomed because of his access to the president. So I think it'll steady. The main thing is with Tesla, I think when things calm down and these idiots stop targeting the cars, is the breaks you're getting for buying electric cars, the mandates in these states that made you buy electric cars. Trump is going to ease off on all that. And if the next president is a Republican, the same thing. So you can't honestly say that things look as bright because we're not going to be as forced to go buy them. But if you want an electric car, there's none better. China's put together something. They probably robbed a lot of the technology from Tesla, and they have something. They'll never be seen. They've flooded every market. They'll never be on our roads. But that's what I think is going to hurt Tesla the most. But for the most part, he might be buying Tesla less for the cars, more for the robots. Go on their website. Look at these robots. Understand what they can do and where they're heading. And it's not just work in manufacturing. You know, these are, you know, these are full-time nurses' aides for seniors. These are aides, you know, for parents, single parents. I mean, you got to see what these robots can do. That's where Tesla's future more than likely is.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. I mean, there's a lot of I've been kind of hiding in the dark, Sue. I don't know, on some of the technology, like even with some of the AI stuff on Apple, I don't know. I'm a little intimidated by
it.
The future is quite something. This has also, Brian, been a pretty good week for the president when it comes to the courts and rulings. And, you know, I think a lot of people may be rooting against him on the other side on that. But the Supreme Court came in without the help of Amy Coney Barrett and really helped in this deportation issue and beyond this week.
Yeah, I mean, that helped. You don't have to go get that guy back from El Salvador, number one. Number two, the whole Aliens Act gets to stand. It's going to be relevant. Stop picking the courts. You had no business in Washington, D.C. with this court case. You should have been brought to you in Texas. That's what the Supreme Court brought up. So no jurisdiction there. So I think the president's got, and also he's got the ability to get rid of 16,000 new hires he deemed as unnecessary to keep our federal workforce low and keep it back into the private sector. So that'll be a help. Obviously, I say that not to be callous for the 16,000 that no longer are employed, but that's what the administration wants to do. That's how they budgeted it out. Now, at least they get to do what they want. You know, the federal government should be controlled by the federal president. So I'm not really sure what a district court who was appointed by Barack Obama, how this judge feels as though they can make these policies. But hopefully these things are solving themselves.
Am I hearing, Fred told me this, I don't know much about it, you might know more, that Trump is meeting with the leaders of Iran this weekend?
Saturday, in Oman. And it's going to be Witkoff. I'd feel better if it was Rubio. It's going to be Witkoff meeting in Iran, with Iran in Oman. So I have no idea why this real estate guy is doing all these deals, but he's not really getting anything done because he doesn't have any experience, doesn't know the history. I mean, you got to give it, you hire a Secretary of State for a reason. So I would prefer he be in there.
Whoop, we lost him there. That was one of those things where the line just dropped, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, I think we're probably, I don't know, we'll see if Ethan can get him back on here. Because when that happens, I'm not sure if we're going to get him back. But that's okay, because I was going to kind of wrap with him here in a second. I did want to hear what was on his show for this weekend. I'll fill a little bit of time just in case we can get him back on the air. We have Sue's News coming up in the next hour. By the way, I've had this Diet Coke topic that has been on my mind for
right.
A couple of days. I keep telling Fred to put on the program sheet that says the fall of Diet Coke. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but I'll get to that when our friend Alex Rich joins us in the next hour. Adam Elwinger after 5 o'clock. He's a professor of English at the University of Houston. He's been a guest on the show before. He's the editor of something called The Peerless Review. And he wrote a great piece on the president's communication and how that gets mangled from time to time. Brian, do we have you back? We just kind of lost you there. Just dropped.
Yep.
What's coming up on Sunday night? I didn't get a chance to ask you that. What's coming up on the show?
Tom Cotton, Jimmy Fallon, Bela will be definitely on with us. We're going to have the Food Babe talk about what the big march was towards the MAHA movement. As you saw, that RFK went to three separate states and he's trying to streamline and make our food better. He also made a couple of big decisions. One, Ozempic and Mounjaro is not going to be financed by healthcare, by health insurance. That's interesting, Medicare, Medicaid. We're going to talk about that with them. And John Taffer is going to be on with us to tell about the real economy, how restaurants are dealing with everything. And he'll bring his own great personality to it. So it's going to be fun Sunday, 9 o'clock your time.
You know, on the topic of Jimmy, I have to mention this. I saw his tweet this morning. This was one of my favorites. I know that Stephen A. Smith wants to run as a Democrat in 2028, but he's going to have a tough time beating the front runner, Luigi Mangione.
It's pretty funny.
Sad.
And
sad. Very sad,
wow.
But true. Brian Kilmeade, thanks a lot. Thanks for checking back in with us. I appreciate it.
Go get him, more.
All right, take care. 3:36. I have amazing media bias information to share coming up next. And it's very hypocritical on the part of this guy from Axios, but we'll highlight all that and illustrate coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.